This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company that was on the show back in March 5th of this year. We're talking about Seafair Exploration Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. And with us today is a special guest. We're very lucky and fortunate to have him. He is the president of Legacy Angel Network. We're talking no other than Matt Helmentower. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, man.
So you are the president of Legacy Angel Network. How did you get involved with Seafair Exploration?
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting. My job is to find companies that have a potential for viability within the marketplace, and do some pretty deep end vetting, and then present those potential companies to our network. And I find myself constantly in rooms I feel like I don't belong in. You know what I mean? It's a pretty interesting places. So I was with a mutual a friend of ours. In fact, I think you've interviewed Don Beavers before.
Yes.
I was there. Our company, Legacy Angel Network, we put quite a bit of funding into probability and statistics. They're a wonderful company. And anyway, I was there with Don, and Kyle walks in, and that's how I met him. And then about a month later, he and I met up for coffee, and he told me what he had going on, and to say the least, I was pretty curious, about this treasure hunting company. It's something I hadn't come across yet, and all the things that we've ventured into. So
what does your group bring to the table? What is your responsibilities?
So what I do is, the goal of our network, we want to grow up our local economy, invest in companies, create jobs, that's really what we're all about. But, my role within the network, is to find these companies, and then do all the deep end vetting. There is no one can see, can talk to, can know who my investors are without going through me, without going through my advisory panel. We really take a bunch of companies through the ringer before they ever get in front of our investors, because we want to protect our investors' time. They're successful for a reason. They're very busy, and we don't want to waste their time. So we do a lot of deep end vetting. We ask a lot of questions. We do a lot of research. And if people in companies, they pass those smell tests, then and only then do they get in front of our investment group.
Absolutely.
And so, and Kyle had to go through that process, isn't always fun.
I'm sure there's six, to maybe a dozen of companies like his that are in the treasure hunting. What makes their company so different that you went with them and probably some other investment opportunities that you didn't go with?
Well, the reason why we went with them was because of their people. So, I'm a firm believer in I need to trust you if I'm going to go down the road with you. I really needed to trust Kyle and get to know him better. So I spent a lot of time getting to know who the man was, looking into his background, looking into how he got into this, verifying all of that information. And then I looked at who he's surrounding himself with. And if you're getting bad advice, someone in your team is poison. Ultimately, that can come back and not only hurt Kyle, but it can hurt our investors. And so I go and I make sure that they're people that we can go down the road with. That's the first and foremost. And then I look at their process. How are they trying to accomplish their goal? What are they doing right now that's different from other companies? And what I found was the scientific approach to what they were doing was completely unique to them. The people that the PhDs that they're surrounding themselves with, the devices that they're working on, the mathematical company that they're using, all the research they were doing in Cuba and all of these other places. You don't see treasure hunting companies doing this stuff. And it was just fascinating to me, his process. He's really going about it in a very slow but methodical manner that just makes you feel like this dude is going to hit. He's going to have some insane success. And so that was a big part of it. And then, you know, I want to look at kind of where they're going. You know, could they really reach this potential? And, you know, after combing through it, it was kind of an easy thing. And I kind of tested the waters with a couple of investors. I introduced them to everybody. And our guys are pretty excited.
You know, I have to agree with you. When we did the 5-part series, his sphere of influences and influencers that came on the show, I was really impressed with that. That being said, what is your role moving forward? You invest some money into the company. What's going to be your role?
So what we do when you work with our network is, so if a company comes in like Kyle's and they get investment from our network, they don't just get investment from our network. They get our network. Our network is designed to increase the probability of success for the things that we invest in. So we surround our network with corporate partners that can add to the chances and lift up the chances of the success of that company. A prime example would be the company that's building this device for them. And it's an amazing device. I've seen it. It's incredible. I introduced Kyle to this company, Wild Manta, that is actually working on the device. And I saw that need, and I knew within my network we had some capabilities that we could lend over to them to increase their probability of actually getting something like that built and in the water. And so we lended that to them. And so I'm there all the time trying to mature the process along. Almost like, I mean, I'm not hired by anybody to be a project manager, nothing like that for any of these companies, but we really care about the return of our investors and we care about the people that we invest in. So we take all the resources of our network after we've invested and we say, okay, how can we help? And then we start to try and move and mature the process along. And so that's really my role moving forward, is just to do everything I can to help Kyle and Seafarer Explorations become a great success.
And where do you see him going in the future?
Up and up. He's doing all the right things. He's not only counting on investors to move his company forward. He's gathering other revenues to his company to support the efforts to keep the boats in the water, you know, to keep, you know, his team secure. And so far I've been right. And my investors have been correct. I mean, they invested, over the last several months and, they've all been doing very well with it. And it's been a wild ride. I'll tell you a really quick story. I was talking to one of my investors today and he goes, Matt, you know, I have an insane portfolio. And I said, well, I know that. He goes, well, you don't understand. He goes, the only stock I watch every day is SFRX. He's like, I already know what the other thing is. He's like, I don't watch that every day. The only stock I watch every day is SFRX. It's quite the adventure to be a part of this. I mean, right. It really is. I mean, they're doing cool stuff. They communicate very, very well to their investment group. It's just fun to be a part of, quite frankly.
Matt, before I let you go, what would you want maybe the stockholders and potential stockholders and my listeners for certainly take away from this interview?
Well, that they're a company that can be trusted, that there are people behind the scenes constantly watching it, helping them be successful. I don't do a lot of these interviews, and I'm very, very careful about advising and all of that stuff. I don't really get into that. This is a company that I believe in, that 98% of my investment group invested in, which is unheard of. it's rare that you would see 98% of a large investment group move in on any one thing. They believe in, you know, believe in it as well. And so they're a company that can be trusted. And I know that because I've spent hundreds of hours now with Kyle, and he's someone that I admire and I trust.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. As for my listeners, if you're looking for a treasure hunting company, look no further than Seafair Exploration Corp. Find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX, trading just a tad bit under a penny. Matt, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. It was a pleasure to have you on here. You know, I wish you guys nothing but success over there. Hopefully one day I'll be able to bring my camera crew down there and shoot some video when you guys bring up bullions, millions and millions of dollars.
Let's do it, brother.
I appreciate it.
That's great. All right, buddy.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.